This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Wednesday, March 13th. Well, wheat and corn, fairly quiet day yesterday. We did get some continuation of the rally that we've seen over the last few weeks, but the markets backed off, basically closed unchanged for the day. Corn was unchanged. Wheat was mixed. KC down 1, Minneapolis up 2, Chicago unchanged. Soybeans managed to keep pushing higher, up 16 on the day. Most of that was coming from the CONAB report out of Brazil, giving their production estimates for soybeans. And it was well below USDA's projections, which was not a big surprise. But for soybeans, CONAB came in at 147 million tons. That was down 8 million from what USDA just projected last Friday. For corn production, kind of a similar story. At 112.8 million tons for all corn. That was 12 million tons less than USDA. Now, we knew that USDA was going to be high. CONAB came out with their official estimates. Everybody was looking for them to be significantly lower, and of course they were. So, you know, the corn market didn't react that much at all. It has rallied up to an old double bottom from January, and the market seems to be stalling out there. Soybeans have just kind of ratcheted their way up in more of a choppy type of price action. And for wheat, we've had a nice little updraft here. What's really curious with wheat is that Chicago in particular has had two outside days higher. In fact, two key reversals to the upside consecutive, even as China's canceling sales. So I think part of that support is coming from Russia bombing the Odessa port yet again, doing more damage, and we're headed into the growing season. So while the momentum is down and the longer-term trends are down for pretty much all the grains, there is, I think, some waning momentum to the downside as we head into the growing season. So far, the U.S. crop looks pretty good, way better than last year. Moisture supplies are far better than last year as well. But we've seen a dry stretch in the Central Plains. Now, there was, you know, a week ago, the forecast called for rain, and it does not look like that's going to happen. So there's a big dry pocket right over Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle that has been dry for a couple weeks now. Looks like another 10 days probably dry as well. The 6 to 10 day does have moisture coming into the eastern third of the plains and then stretching over into the southern Midwest. Looks like Nebraska will get a good shot as well. Also looks like Montana is on tap for above normal precip in the 6 to 10 day. So we'll see where all this shakes out, but clearly much more attention is being paid to the weather as we work our way to the end of March and certainly as we get into April. We've got Ukraine putting out some production estimates. The Grain Union out of Ukraine, for wheat production for this coming year, they expect only 20 million tons. That's down 2 million from last year, and it's down 13 million from 2022. Exports, likewise, are expected to drop just 13 million tons from this crop. That's down 3 million from last year, and it'd be down 6 million from 2 years ago. Corn production, a similar trajectory at 26.3 million tons. That is down 3.3 million from last year as far as production goes, and it's down 16 million from 2 years ago. Exports only expected to be 20.5 million tons. That's down 5.5 million just from last year, and it would be down 6.5 million from 2 years ago. In India, the government reporting that their stocks of wheat are the lowest since 2017 at 9.7 million tons. That's down 2 million from a year ago. So interesting production patterns in India. The last 2 years, they've been on track for record production, but then right as you get into the filling stage of wheat, it just turns brutal hot, and they end up with far less production than expected. That was the big surprise in 2022 after Russia invaded Ukraine, and the concern, of course, was the disruption to grain flow out of Ukraine in particular, but also potentially Russia because of the sanctions. The assumption was that India was coming in with a monster crop and they'd be able to fill the needs, at least from a regional standpoint. But as we got into late March and April, it just got so hot that their production was way less than expected, and they cut off all exports. That's what really surged the wheat market higher. It was already going higher because of the war, but when India shut off exports, that's when it exploded higher. And pretty much it was that announcement that established the high in that market. Looking at weather in South America, of course, we're trying to wrap up the second season corn planting in Brazil, trying to get the soybean crop harvested. The southern part of Brazil is on tap for another up to 6 inches of rain. So that's going to slow down soybean harvest. It's going to cause some flooding. So there is some concern about quality of soybeans there. The central and northern part of Brazil, they've had some spotty rains. They're doing okay as far as moisture goes to get the corn crop going and to get the bean crop off. The forecast for like the next 10 days is relatively dry, but it's supposed to get pretty hot in that area too. So, you know, that's going to pretty much use up a lot of the moisture supplies that are available to the crop. You're going to need to see those rains come in late March, or else you have, you know, some further production problems on tap. So we'll see. The longer range forecast does call for rains, but again, it's a long range forecast. Beyond 10 days, it's really hard to get accurate in those forecasts. The Black Sea, you know, we're going to be paying a lot more attention to the wheat producing areas around the world, coast of Europe and the Black Sea. The Black Sea, for the most part, during the winter had plenty of moisture. They had a relatively mild winter, except for one cold snap. We still don't know how much or if any winter kill was a result of that. But the last couple weeks, it's been trending fairly dry across most of the Black Sea region, especially Ukraine and southern region of Russia. The central region just north of that is doing okay, and they're on tap for some decent rains here over the next week or so. So it's not critical yet. And again, I think there's plenty of subsoil moisture available for Ukraine and the southern region of Russia and then up further into northern Russia. But, you know, we'll be paying a lot of attention to this as we get going in the growing season. They run about a month behind the U.S., basically where Kansas is. So while Kansas starts their harvest in late May, early June, early to mid-June, excuse me, for Kansas, you're looking at early to mid-July. The harvest is full steam in Russia. So they're generally about a month behind as far as crop progress than we are here in the bulk of the U.S. production. So moving forward, it looks like the markets are stalling. And again, we are at some resistance levels, so I would look for the markets to pull back here. If the rains start coming for Brazil, which is on that long-range forecast, it would seem to me that corn is going to take another leg down. For soybeans, I think the downward momentum is waning. We've got the harvest well past 50% in Brazil. Argentina's doing fine. The FOB offers are increasing out of both Argentina and Brazil, so the cash pressure in soybeans are not as great as what we're seeing, especially in wheat, which has just been collapsing over the last couple of weeks. So I think wheat's got some more to the downside, especially, you know, if the Central Plains does fine, if those rains come, then I think, you know, wheat will continue to work its way lower along with corn. That's where I would look for prices to go here in the short term over the next 1 to 2 weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.